What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 40. Sister from another mister? Y'all were expecting brother from another mother, huh? Well, we got a special guest for this one. It's gonna be the one, the only, mom better half, Mercy Puga Left Eye Lopez. What's up, baby?
Hey, babe. Hi, world. How's it going?
So, welcome to the podcast, baby. You excited?
I am excited.
Happy to have you here. So, episode 40. So, when I tell you 40, what comes to mind for you?
40. Well, the number 4, which I know you've been encountering a lot lately.
Yeah.
And, 4 means a lot for us. Our fourth anniversary.
Our 4-year anniversary.
Yeah. And other surprises to come.
And other surprises to come.
Yep.
Like what? Like our tell us.
So there's going to be a little fourth family member coming into our world.
Nice. Yep. So we're expecting. My lady is due in December, so we're excited for that.
We are.
So, yeah, 4. Yeah, babe, 4. I've been saying that a lot this year. And, you know, because I always tell you, you know, our 4-year anniversary, our 4th member to the Lomeli tribe, to the Lomeli family. It's going to be my 4th year working at my job, thankfully. Yeah. But, yeah, so we wanted to have a little special podcast to talk about the special announcement and to talk about the experiences we had. And babe, do you remember the first time we met or the first time we had a conversation where...
Well, I think we always had, like, conversations here and there. It wasn't meant for anything as a relationship. It was just a hi, how are you? Mm-hmm. I would tell you about... I remember how I wanted to adopt a dog. I remember that was our main conversation. But the vibe was always good. And I was like, oh, I can actually talk to this guy and not feel like, oh, he's trying to get at me or this and that. It was just very cool. It was very mellow.
So I wasn't thirsty?
No, you're pretty not. Pretty much. You were not thirsty.
I stayed hydrated?
You're very hydrated. But I do remember you asked me for my sign and you thought I was a Capricorn.
Oh, I know. I hella guess Capricorn. I'm compatible with this. She has to be this.
And it's funny because we're both Tauruses. And then I remember we went to a Dodger game. Mm-hmm. And we had to show our IDs for, I think we were getting a beer. Or you're getting a beer. I was for sure getting a, what was I getting?
Churro.
I was not getting a churro for an ID.
Oh, you're probably getting a michelada.
I was for sure getting a michelada.
Yeah.
And they're like, remember the guy was like, so how does that work? 2 Tauruses?
Yeah.
And he was like, so who wins the fights? Remember that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we work.
We work. We definitely
work.
We
work as a yin yang. I mean, we both have our little, you know, bull moments.
Yeah, where we just see nothing but red.
Yeah, but...
One thing that I'll say about you that really stood out that made me, like, fall deep for you is just your complete honesty and transparency about everything and anything. Like, no matter how bad it might have sounded or to anybody how bad it would have looked or whatever in general, like, you're honest with me about everything. And I've never experienced a relationship like that. And I never knew there was, like, relationships like that. So that's one thing that I really loved about you, that you opened my eyes about, you know? Especially also, like, your selflessness, you know? And you always putting other people first, you know? You're a really kind person.
Yeah, well, with you, it's totally different because I remember our first date.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
downtown
Fullerton. I was like, this guy has a nose ring and wearing ripped jeans. Oh, no. And I for sure thought, like, you had a bunch of girls on the side and you're shady, but you were super open in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And where was our date?
Slide bar.
That's hilarious. Downtown. And then we got along, like, really well the first date. Like, it wasn't anything weird. It was just, like, if I've hung out with you for like ever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That was pretty fun. And we did hookah. We did like a whole thing. Like the whole night was a very long night.
We did hookah. Was that the first night? It was the first night.
We went to like two bars, and after that we're like, okay, let's go to hookah. And we went to two different spots.
That's right. The line was all long, yeah. And they were charging to get in.
I remember we're just like cracking up and making jokes. And then we went to the second one. And I think there was like a guy totally flirting with you.
God.
And I was like making fun of it the whole entire time. I remember that.
Yeah. That's hilarious. I was like, just come sit on my lap, please. Make me feel uncomfortable.
That was awesome. But you were like very, when it came to dates, you were very creative. It was like every day was something different. It was very thoughtful of you, and it was like very different for me because I was so used to the typical date, like, okay, we're going to a bar, we're gonna get drunk.
Yeah.
And I think our other dates were consist of like different stuff, like we did like a something scavenger hunt, remember that? That was cool.
Yeah.
I've never done that before, and that was in Pomona, right?
The next two in downtown Pomona, where we had to like, I remember at the end when there happened to be a person that speaks German, right, in our group.
Oh yeah.
Right, like it was like six of us in a room that we had to escape. So it was an escape room.
Oh, that's right. And then the book was in German or something.
Yeah, and then someone's like, "Oh, I know how to read this." I'm like, "What the hell? This is perfect."
That's hilarious.
Oh, are you part of the show?
That was good, but I mean, like, I think throughout our relationship, we've grown to see from each other, like, the best and the worst.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of relationships, I feel like you just see what you see. Like, oh, we're great partying all the time, but do we really see each other?
But do we really see each other and hear each other?
Yeah. And I mean, we've been to, like, we've gotten drunk together, and we've had our bad times and good times. And
oh, yeah.
We've actually overcame so much. Like, we learned, like, oh crap, I should not act like this, or I should not drink, or I should not, you know.
And you know, yeah, absolutely. And there's something you said that made me think about, like, you moved in with me 5 months into our relationship, right?
That's
how quick,
so,
right?
Yeah,
because we got together in March.
Yeah.
And then I think July you moved in.
Yeah.
April, May, so. June, July, 4 months into our relationship.
Was it June, July?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we did. But I think that's what made us, like, grow really close, because we there was no bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. We know each other from the worst. Like, you're having a bad day, I'm going to see those colors, you know, from the beginning. And you're going to know what kind of relationship, what this person is. And I think we understood each other, like, okay. And we worked together, too. It's like, okay, you need to work on this.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, vice versa.
We balance each other
out
really well.
So I think it's amazing. Like, we moved in. I mean, people would say it was quick, but I mean, it was for the best. That's how you know a person.
How you get to know a person. Exactly. The true colors, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, growing up, we would always hear and see, like, you gotta get married first. Like, the typical life. Like, you gotta get married, then you move in together, then yeah. You have a baby. Like, we did the complete opposite, and in which I'm happy we did, because you're right. Like, I feel like that's the first thing you need to do. Live with somebody to see if I could tolerate you. You could tolerate me. Like, are you gonna be patient with me? Because if we don't experience that, you know?
Yeah, like, the thought process, I feel like, wasn't like that. I felt just like, because I remember when you asked me, and it was hilarious, because I remember I was at Home Depot watering plants in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked me, and I wasn't scared. It was just like, okay, you know, like, I really feel for this guy. Like, this guy is the main person. You know, you're so different. And then it was just, everything was real. Like, it doesn't even matter, like, when we would argue or this and that. It's like, we're really seeing each other, and we would make each other better. Like, okay, the next day would be like, okay, you need to quit doing this. You need to do it this way. And it was like positive feedback we would give each other. Even if we had the worst night ever, the next following day, we made each other like, oh, okay, dude, I did not realize I was like this. Mm-hmm. Or I don't remember this, you know? Like, it's, you know, it's been a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to... I feel like I never got that with other relationships because it was just one of those, okay, well, we fought, whatever, fuck it.
You know? It's over.
Yeah.
Damn, and I remember, yeah, now that you mention it, now that you paint the picture when I asked you, because I remember it was either you moved to, like, Moreno Valley, right? And you try to transfer to a different Home Depot. Damn, in my head, I'm like, what? Hell nah.
What was it? Oh, no, I was leaving, I think it was Lauren's place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I told my brother, and I remember I told my mom, and my mom was like, are you sure? This and that. And my head, I'm like, okay. Like, you got, like, not to be messed up, but for my mom, it's like, okay, well, like, you're not going to do anything different for me.
Yeah.
You know? And I know my brother was very protective at the time. He told me, are you sure you want to be in a relationship? This and that. But I mean, like, if I didn't feel the way I did about you, I would have just gone over there.
That's very true.
You know, it's very different. It's not just convenience. It wasn't. I was already on the platform where my boss knew that my situation, I was like, hey, I'm going to need to move. And he knew people over there in Moreno Valley for that transfer. You know, so. And I think, like, in our relationship, we kind of kept things to ourselves. Because when people get involved, I feel like there's so much criticism.
Absolutely. Because we had, like, we weren't even on Instagram for 2 years.
You know what? That's a very interesting point. I think most of the stuff... Yeah, I think we cut Instagram.
We cut Snapchat.
We cut Snapchat. Long
time ago. Yeah.
And I don't know. How did you feel about that?
I felt like a cleanse. Like, I didn't... Because everyone falls into that trap once in a while. We're all human, where it could be like you lose yourself just looking at one profile to a next. And then it piles up into like 30 minutes and then into an hour. So opposed to us having that resource of using that, I was doing it elsewhere with self-improvement, working on myself, or having a conversation with you and us engaging in that. So I would say it helped us grow. A lot
did
more.
Did we stop? I don't know if we took like a year off from that.
Yeah, it was like a year when we started the Undeniable. That's when we started the Instagram again.
Oh, that's right. So it was a year. So we cut social media out of our life for like the better for ourselves too.
During your whole pregnancy.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. So I don't know if that was 2 years.
So it was, yeah.
Like, we did a lot of experimenting towards each other for the better. It wasn't for, like, anything bad. It was like, okay, you know what? How about we take a break of this and let's focus on this? Mm-hmm. You know? So we've done a lot of things that, like, teamwork. Like, us eating healthier, looking into, like, certain things like that, too. Definitely. So we've always been a team. Definitely.
Making us work. And I wanted to touch on your experiences of going through labor, or your experiences of your first pregnancy.
Yeah.
Of what we went through.
We went through a very interesting path there.
Because I know you start from the beginning, like, everything you did in order to, like, prepare your body to make sure Ezekiel's, like... ready to go, strong, healthy.
Yeah. So what we... You know what? That was interesting. So as soon as I found out I was pregnant, we did everything together, like a step of the way.
Yeah.
So like I looked into prenatal yoga. I would go all the way to Unfold Yoga in Brea. And it's like a private little studio. And I would go... I think it was like once every week.
Yeah. I remember going with you once.
Yeah, and they're amazing there. So I did that to prepare my body. I even bought like a yoga ball. And then I would sit on the yoga ball for my pelvic bone. And I read so many articles. I would write down each like month what I would eat, and I would follow all these kind of schedules, and I feel like I did everything, even like the workshops. But the thing is that no one really tells you that how what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the main thing, yeah, you can do everything perfectly, but no one really talks about that you can't rely on others about your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, I mean, we did everything. I did breastfeeding. I did
breastfeeding class.
We even did a workshop together.
Yeah.
We did a prenatal workout.
We didn't do a Lamaze one, did we?
No. It was just like preparation of how to breathe, how to handle like the stress and what's good, what's to come. We did everything. And everything went the opposite way when I went to the hospital.
And I remember it was a Monday or a Tuesday when we went. Because it was just for a regular checkup, right?
Yeah, it was a regular checkup. I think it was a Monday.
It was a Monday. And I remember they checked your blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And it was high.
Yeah. So my blood pressure was like perfect during the whole pregnancy. And what is interesting is that doctors make the weirdest comments. Because I remember the comment they made when they realized I had high blood pressure. They said, oh, you're Mexican, right? Okay, so it's common.
Yeah.
And the thought of like, okay, what does that even have to do with my health? What if I'm, what if I don't eat enchiladas every day, or I don't like cheese, or you're still going to. Yeah. You're going to base me off of platform, like, oh, you're of course you're going to have high blood pressure. Of course you're going to have cholesterol. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, immediately.
So I remember when I switched my doctor, and this was way before, like, pregnancy. And luckily I found a doctor who was a plant-based doctor, and she's like, you know what? Let me give you an article. And she went out of her way, gave me an article. And she goes, it's up to you, but we can just try this. Try eating plant-based for 3 weeks and come back. Tell me how you feel and we'll check everything. So I did that. I would eat like avocado. I would like literally I was super following everything. And then I came back. My blood pressure was perfect.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, really? And it was just like the pills that I was on was like messing up my hormone levels. That was it. So if for me to just be off that.
Well, the birth control, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was just, it's dumb. It's, you can take care of your own body. You don't have to be taking pills or anything like that. But back to them checking my blood pressure at the time I was pregnant. Remember what you told the doctor or the nurse?
I remember vividly because I always read that as soon as you're about to give birth or your body's preparing yourself, your blood pressure is going to raise no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, it's normal. And that was the first thing I told the nurse, or the midwife, right? I was like, oh, she's expecting, so it's normal for her to have high blood pressure. And she was like, no, we're inducing her. And then I immediately was like, all right. Like, I shut down, like, instead of me being like,
because we trust, obviously we were trusting, like, okay, you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you know what you're doing. And in our mentality back then was like, okay, you guys know the what's best for us. So we stayed, and then they kept doing cervical checks on me, which is freaking painful. And I did not know that you could actually, like, tell them, I don't want to be checked. So I think that's what kind of messed up, because unborn babies feel anything. If it feels like anything's gonna touch them or harm them, they move. And I remember before that, Ezekiel was in perfect position, everything, and then after that he was in a different position. So I mean, come on, like, the unborn baby's feeling like, oh crap, something's gonna hurt me, I'm gonna move.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's so crazy how the body is, because that's what I read in an article. It's even when they do, like, abortions, the baby does try to move out of the way. and defend itself.
So sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. But I just didn't know so many options that I could have had. And I have spoken to other moms before after they said, oh, yeah, I told them, no, thank you, I don't want to be induced. The thing is that I just was... It made us actually know what our rights are.
It did. This time. It woke us up big time.
Big time. Like, I did, obviously it's my body, but because I'm trusting you and this is your profession, I'm going to let you do what you need to do. But unfortunately, yeah, it's not like that. So you have a say with your own body.
Yeah, it really made me lose faith in hospitals.
I mean,
it was really bad.
I know we're going to have little baby again in a hospital. And the thing is that we know what to do this time. And what my rights are.
Can you tell the world about what you learned about when it came to the paperwork?
Oh, yeah. So I found a birth doula on Instagram. And she's very big on letting women know your birthrights as a mother to your own body during and after. And for your newborn baby. And I was very happy that I found her, so I actually purchased her packet plan, and it's a packet plan that protects you and has all the rights for you, and you give it to your doctor, and you can actually decline certain vaccines they give to the babies, cervical checks you can deny, you can pretty much... There's so many things that I did not know I could say no to.
Yeah.
And it's my right.
It's our rights, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so sad that I, you know, you're so afraid to say no because you're having faith on that person who you think knows what they're doing, but they don't.
And, yeah.
Or they think they know what they're doing best for your body, but you know what's best.
We obviously know what's best. Remember they were making you do, like, all these weird positions? To try to get Ezekiel out?
Yeah. So, I was...
So, we were you were induced Monday.
I was induced.
And you couldn't eat, right? You couldn't eat at all that day?
I could... I think I did eat in the first day. So, the next day, my water broke by itself.
That night, I remember.
And then after that... What happened? God, so much... happened. Okay, so my water broke and my body was doing its what it was gonna do naturally, and then I was already 10 centimeters and everything. They told me okay, we're gonna have this baby at 10 a.m I remember the nurse telling me, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, then it's a little after 10, then it's 12.
We kept waiting, I remember.
Yeah, and then it's 1, 2, and then the nurse she literally told me, you're not pushing correctly. In my head, I'm like, what the hell? I know I'm a first time, like, mom or, like, pusher, but I knew I was pushing correctly.
Now that you say that, I remember her saying that.
And, like, my whole body hurt because they were doing all these freaking weird ass shit. Like, remember she's like, oh, hold on to my body? She's literally holding on to both arms and making me pull her. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And then they're like, they had my leg to one side. And I totally get that there's positions for this. But the way they were doing it was just not...
professional.
No one was telling me the process. They were just like, do this, do this, do this. No one was explaining why. So I'm like, okay, maybe like... You know, they never told us, oh, he's in a weird position right now.
They never told us that.
No.
Like, all I thought was like them just trying to get Zeke out. You know, I thought everything that I was seeing was normal.
Cervical checks, and like every nurse's hand was in my vagina.
No, I remember. Like, I remember you being dilated.
I was,
and the nurse saying, "Look, can you see your son?"
Yeah.
And I was able to see Zeke's hair.
And every time I push it, I was like, "Okay, cool, he's coming out," and nothing. And then finally, I broke down. It was like what, 5? In the evening, 6
p.m.
Yeah, and I broke down crying, And I literally had to tell the midwife because there was like, what, four nurses in there?
Yeah.
And I was like, is he going to come out or not? And they were like, no. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, he's hitting your pelvic bone. Okay, so why am I going to keep pushing if he's hurting himself against my freaking bone?
Fucking dumb shit.
Yeah, so then that's when I was like, hey, well, we're going to do a C-section. And it's funny because from there on, I was the one telling them. Yeah, I was calling the shots. I was like, okay, well, can you get the C-section lady? So she, and then as soon as the surgeon came in, checked me, she goes, yeah, there's no way he's going to come out this way.
What a fucking joke, dude.
And then they took me right away, do C-section. It was like so many hours from not eating, being dehydrated. I was throwing up.
Through the whole time, I was numb. You were just eating ice. You were only able to eat ice.
Yeah. And then as soon as they took me in, and I remember I was so thirsty. I was super thirsty. And I remember as soon as I heard Ezekiel cry and they handed him to you, I just let go of everything. I was like, okay, he's in like daddy's arms. I'm good now. He's here. And I was like, I just want ice chips right now. Because I was I was hungry and so thirsty. And then my body was filled with so many drugs.
I remember you
taking. And then they couldn't even put my uterus back because it was so swollen, from it was so swollen that everybody kept touching me. That it was so swollen. And he even had to tell me, they're like, oh, we're having a hard time putting your uterus back because it's very swollen. No shit, it's swollen. You guys keep fucking touching me.
They did a fucking,
and that's why the child was like not in the right position.
I remember when fucking Zeke came out.
He had a bruise. He had
the biggest cone head.
He had a cone head and he was bruised on his forehead because he was hitting my freaking pelvic bone.
And they didn't even fucking tell us that he's hitting your pelvic bone.
Yeah.
So the fucking
lady. And you know, Ezekiel gets his name because he was a tough baby. Like, his heartbeat was normal. He was happy. He was chilling. I'm like, okay, we're good. But from this experience, I mean, I don't wish anyone to go through this, but at least I can live it and tell someone else, like, hey, you're able to say no to things. Like, you know what's best for you. Unfortunately, healthcare doesn't always know.
Healthcare doesn't always know. And I'm happy you brought that up again, because that moment when I told the nurse that, or the midwife that, and she was like, no, we're inducing you. Like, she shut it down. That's the part where you educated me after this experience, where you could say, no, I want a doctor's opinion, right?
Yeah, I didn't even know that you could do that either. Like, it's just, you're put in a position where when you make a comment, they make you feel like, okay, well, you don't know what's best. I am the nurse, I am the doctor. So that is why we feel like vulnerable, and we're like, okay, we shut down and we let it go. Because that's how I felt.
And that's how I felt.
I was like, okay. And like, it's funny because they took us to the labor section or whatever, but they weren't explaining the process. They're like, okay, you guys need to go downstairs. Remember, go to building so and so, door so and so. And I'm like, okay.
Like, yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, but now that we know, I mean, we can tell the world, like, hey, watch out for this.
Yeah.
You can do this.
And, like, I remember, I felt bad because I don't know if you felt that. I really wanted you to have a natural birth.
Yeah, I think I got, like, a little pissed off.
Yeah, I remember we had a little miscommunication there. Because at first, yeah, I did want that, but I didn't know.
Well, I wanted that, because they didn't explain
shit. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that I was so prepared mentally for everything, like what you think is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And then everything turned, you know, turned to the worst, you know. And yeah, it was just something you can't predict, which is normal, because pregnancy, you can't predict what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I mean, at least we know from this experience that we're able to say no and just, you know, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it is a sucky thing, because it did give me like problems when I walk into like a hospital. Like
you get PTSD.
I have to like sit down and like focus and literally like meditate or look at something and do breathing techniques. Because if I don't do that, when they take my blood pressure, it's high.
I remember you said like you gotta tell them to take it again after like 5 minutes and then it's normal.
Huh? Yeah, because I have to tell them I get nervous. But the thing is that everything wants. Are you taking high blood pressure pills? And they like try to category you this. I was like, then you try to explain. Yeah. Oh well, I went through this and that. I just don't explain myself anymore. I'm just like, can you just take it again? And that's it.
Point blank.
Yeah, just you don't need explanation. You're trying.
And what's crazy, in which I always tell you, it's like you did everything so perfect to prepare yourself for the perfect birth. But you doing that prepared your body to not fucking die with all that malpractice.
Yeah. I would just tell people that, yeah, read articles and prepare yourself and do your workshops. But I think the main thing, to read your rights. Like, literally read the hospital's policies. Read your own rights of what you can say no to. That you have control of saying, no, I don't want to. I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's say you go home, you don't feel well, okay, then you can take yourself back.
Remember they try to make us stay longer too, and we're like, nah, we bouncing.
Yeah, and it's stupid too, because right after I had the baby, I went to the emergency room twice.
Yeah.
And our baby was only 2 days old.
Yeah.
And it's because the nurse said your high blood pressure is high, so I need to take it. And I remember I was so pissed when I called you. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And then like, and it's funny how people who work in like the regular, like pediatrics and like regular doctors have to follow a procedure. But when I go to the emergency room, they know their shit. They tell you, like, I remember the doctor told me, you just had a baby. Obviously you're going to have high blood pressure. You're going to feel this. He's like, you're going to feel like shit. You just had a baby. Your body went through so much trauma. Yeah. Not only did you have one kind of birth, you basically had two different kinds of births. You did have two births.
Yeah.
And he was like super blunt with me. He's like, I don't understand why they keep like sending you back. Like your blood work is fine. I remember for going both days, blood work done, I had like bruises on my arm because they're so much like blood they were taking. And in the same spot. But it was interesting seeing the views of, even for the doctor to tell me in the emergency room, said, yeah, they always send us patients and we always say, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Wow.
Like, because they have to follow procedure. And I was like, that's so stupid.
By the book.
Yeah. Damn. So they're by the book. And then they had to take me down like in a wheelchair. I'm like, okay. I was like, well, I have a newborn at home that I breastfeed. And what happened when I get there, my boobs are enlarged and like milk is fucking coming out of my tits because they have me there for 4 fucking hours.
Yeah.
To like monitor everything. And then when I came back the second day, the guy's like, dude, you're fine. Why are you here? Oh, because the nurse, no. Like, you're fine. He's like, I'll let you leave like in an hour.
What a joke. And didn't he like tell you like they had like everything prepared?
He explained what postpartum is. Like, he was like, hey, like, you're feeling like this because you just had a child. Like, you're gonna be feeling like shit. you're gonna have a headache. You're gonna be, from all the medications and all the drugs, you're gonna be swollen. So here, have compressing socks, this and that. Like, he literally explained and the nurse that was my nurse didn't explain anything. Oh, you have high blood pressure. I'm going to take you to the ER.
It just throws you to the wolves.
Okay, what the fuck? Like, give me knowledge. Like, why am I feeling like this instead of freaking me out even more?
Yeah, so not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, so now, like, I would say this time I was very confident going in, knowing, like, okay, well, my blood pressure gets like this, not because I'm sick. It's because I'm freaking the fuck out being here.
Yeah.
You know, and now I know what to say and what to do. Because I remember with our second baby, they wanted to do a cervical check on me. And I said, no, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to fucking touch me? But at this time, I would say, now I know that I can be a certain way. Like, it's my body.
It's your body. It's your right. Yeah. And so. And I remember, like, being on the other end of that perception of seeing what you went through. Like, only eating ice chips for fucking 2 days, right?
Yeah.
For labor. Pretty much having two types of labors. You had the regular, you were dilated 10 centimeters.
Yeah.
You needed 12 only, right?
No, 10.
Just 10, that's it. Yeah, but I because was there. The pelvic bone wasn't my boy's way. And then you had one epidural, right?
Yeah, I had an epidural, and then because I already had the epidural, they added, for the C-section, they had to add the, I think, anesthesia.
There you go. So you had fucking and I was epidural, throwing up, 10 centimeters, I was like, and anesthesia.
Yeah, and I was throwing up on the table while they're doing operation on me. All within one
fucking day.
Yeah, it was bad.
Within like 4 hours. So like, I remember I had to wait. So it was like a 30-minute process.
You know, remember when I went to the ER and I told you like the nurses are super blunt? Well, the nurse guy helping me was going through my chart while, and he's like, let me look at your chart, because I told him my story, because they had me there 4 hours at the ER. So I was like, hey, like, this is what happened to me. So he went through the I guess you're not supposed to, so I guess he was curious because my story was like freaking severe, and he saw me already twice. And he goes, man, they had so many backup plans.
I remember you telling me that.
And I was like, and then, like, you could see in the notes, like, a lot of reds. And then he goes, oh, I shouldn't even be showing you this or talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, I remember. Shout out to that guy. Because he told you about the compression.
Yeah.
Socks. And he was blown with you about everything, man. He educated us. But, like, I remember, like, waiting in that room for 30 minutes, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, when am I gonna, like, is the baby gonna be here? Am I gonna cut the umbilical cord? What the fuck is going on? And they're like, all right, you could go in now. And then, like, I remember seeing you just laying down, and there's just like a curtain covering your whole body. So I just see the top of your shoulders, your arms, and your head, and your arms are like literally just flapping in the air like a bird trying to fly, you know, against the wind.
It's like seizuring.
Your body was seizuring. Like, you were having it, now that you say that. And, like, you were just very pale, chapped lips, and just talking calm. Like, and with your arms flapping, babe.
I know.
And you're like, hey, babe, how's it going? And, like, and I'm just like, babe, are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm fine, why? And I'm just like...
Well, like, when that started happening, I turned to the guy next to me, and I was like, am I supposed to be feeling this way? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So then I remember turning around, I was like,
I remember
this
seeing,
is supposed to happen.
I remember seeing the heart rate. It was at 199.
Holy shit.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then it just black. And then I guess I just blacked out or whatever, and then Z came. Not blackout in general, but I don't remember what happened in the middle.
Yeah, so Zeke much just came. Shit. We went through so much shit those days. That's why.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Like, it was bad. Yeah. It was so bad.
But one thing I'll say about you, babe, like, I love you so much, and you're so resilient, and you're a superwoman. Like, you're a superhero. You know, like, for what you did in order to prepare your body, you know, go through all those changes, all through all those hormones, and just seeing everything change in general from what you're used to, for you to sacrifice that for our son, for our daughter to come, you know, like, it's a beautiful thing. And I just want to give you props and respect, babe. Fuck, man.
Thank you. I know, but thank you for being there, though, too. I mean, we went through the same experience together.
Yeah.
You know, so now we know, like, the best, how to actually act with doctors, or we actually have an opinion. Mm-hmm. We can actually be like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, thank you.
I've been through it.
Yeah, because, like, we were just so, like, free spirit with, like, okay, you know, I trust you. But no, nope,
it
woke
us up a lot.
Yeah, it was just, stuff was just, oh my gosh. It was bad. Even with, like, the first nurse that brought us in. And then when she did my cervical check. And she was very, like, you can tell when someone's doing it. Someone has gentle hands and others just don't. For her, she's so used to doing that shit. She was just, like, shoving it up there. And I, like, obviously I'm going to say ow. So, you know, like, okay, fucking calm down. She was like, if you're already saying ow, then I'm going to recommend you do take an epidural. Like, what the fuck? Bitch, dude. Yeah. So, like, what kind of confidence are you giving me already? Like, you're putting me down.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? Like, let me see. Let me try to do the same shit to you then.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck?
I remember as well, like, that because you went through both those experiences, and when I look back at the videos of when we were in the hospital, when you had to stand up so you could have your blood circulate, right? And all that, like, your legs were so swollen. Well, your legs were as swollen as, like, my thighs.
Yeah, because all the medication. So I had water retention. I had so much water retention. Like, I literally would stand up and I felt like my legs were dipped in Jell-O. Like, it was really, I could not feel my heel or my foot. I literally felt it was just like a bunch of fat layered on my foot. Fuck. It was really weird. And then I remember the nurse, right after Zeke was born, she goes, okay, can I have you stand up? I was like, I can't even feel my legs. They're numb. Well, you're going to need to able to stand, like, you need to start standing and walking. I'm like, well, my legs are numb. Can I do it tomorrow? Dude, you guys gave me so much fucking drugs, I don't feel shit. I'm not going to break my fucking feet there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so I was like, no. I'm like, so dumb. And, what? Well, I mean, everything turned out well. Zeke's healthy.
Healthy. You're healthy.
We're...
Our baby girl's healthy.
Yeah, she's going to be healthy. We know everything. I'm ready with that packet, so... Doctors and nurses...
Better watch out.
Yeah,
we know our rights.
You're going to get fucked.
You're going to get... There goes another loss. You can get that
cervical check real quick.
That cervix check.
Oh my gosh. So bad.
But yeah, babe. Well, anything you want to touch on? What do you want to touch on? You got any bone? You got any bones to pick?
I don't have any bones to pick. I don't think I do.
No bones to pick?
Do you?
I got no bones to pick.
No. I think we're ready for this. We're ready. Ready to take over.
Ready to take over. Well, on that note, everybody, thank you so much for listening, liking, subscribing. On behalf of Raul, the other side of Undenial Perception, and my lovely special guest, my better half,
Mercy.
Thank you, everybody. Undenial Perception, we out.